Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sue Wilcox, certified angel coach and creator of the Lavender Door. I'm really excited to be here speaking live tonight. And the topics that I am speaking about are going to be the goddess Kuan Yin and the spirit animal or totem animal peacock. And then if I have time, then I would love to share my favorite Kuan Yin story with you. Before I get started, though, one of the things that I do to set the mood or set the tone for any spiritual work that I'm going to do is I light a candle. And today I have lit white candles because white is one of the colors of Kuan Yin. So I have two of those lit. I just picked two because those are the ones that I have. And then also, I'm burning some incense. And what I have right now is I picked up on one of my trips to the Redwoods in California. And so it's a redwood incense. So those just kind of helps me to relax, shift my focus from the mundane 9-to-5 work, my commute home, and put myself in a softer, more spiritual frame of mind. So with that all set, first of all, let me tell you a few ways that you can get a hold of me, and then I'll dive into all of the good, juicy stuff that I have planned for today. So obviously, you can reach me at angelcoaches.org. You can email me, sue@angelcoaches.org. You can reach me on my website, thelavenderdoor.net. And you can also reach me on my Facebook page for The Lavender Door. And another email address is sue@thelavenderdoor.net. So if you have any questions or you want to schedule a reading or some angel coaching, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. All right, let's dive in. I wish I had some music. I should have planned to have some really good Kuan Yin music going while I was doing this, but maybe I can put that on a little note so I remember to do it next time. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the goddess Kuan Yin. Her name means, or Kuan Yin, the name Kuan Yin means the one who hears the cries of the world. She's one of the major deities in Buddhism, and she's also well known in China, Korea, Japan, and Malaysia, and she has many, many followers around the world. Kuan Yin is generally not regarded as a goddess, but rather as a bodhisattva, and I'm sure I didn't say that right, so if somebody wants to call me and tell me how to pronounce it, I would love it. So, bodhisattva is a being destined for full enlightenment and nirvana, who, out of compassion for the suffering of other beings, has taken a vow to postpone his or her entry into nirvana in order to remain in the world to help other beings. Kuan Yin represents the following virtues: mercy, compassion, forgiveness, faith. She is the one with a motherly compassion. Her energy is likened to what a mother feels for her child, that fiercely loving, protective energy. And it's much stronger than the energy that we usually associate with compassion. And as a great protector and benefactor, her heart is full of deep compassion and unconditional love, and her energy is very godlike. There are many legends about Kuan Yin, and as one of the legends goes, even though Kuan Yin, she did attain enlightenment, and she was just about to enter heaven, she paused at the doorway, hearing the cries of the world, of the children of the world, and decided to return and help humankind find the right path. Because of her commitment to help humans, You can call on her whenever you're in danger. You can approach her with any concerns or any troubles or worries that you might have, whether it's with your family, your career, your health, your relationship. There's no trouble that's too big to be brought up to the motherly and all-powerful energy of Kuan Yin. So with Kuan Yin, I also found that there is some feng shui tips that you can put into place. If you have a Kuan Yin statue and you want to incorporate some of that Kuan Yin energy into your home, here's a tip is to never place your Kuan Yin statue on the floor, in the kitchen, or in the bathroom. And you want to have her at least 3 feet off the floor is recommended for good Kuan Yin placement. And you can also place Kuan Yin close to your front door so that she is facing the entrance. This will create a protective quality of energy at your entrance, which is the mouth of Qi, as well as the most welcoming site to be greeted when coming home. And I have a couple of Kuan Yins in my home. So my entryway, there's no way for me to put my Kuan Yin right in my entryway for her to greet visitors. So when you walk in my front door, you walk past a stairway, and then to the left is my family room. And I have several large, tall bookcases, and I have my large Kuan Yin sitting on top of one of the bookcases, and she's facing the front door. So even though she's not right there in my entryway, she's still right there greeting visitors as they walk in, and she's right there to greet me as I walk in the home. Some other things in Kuan Yin, some of these I'm repeating, but we have compassion, mercy, children, kindness, magic, health, fertility, the lotus flower, black tea, rice, and rainbows. If you have any other symbols or themes that you know are associated with Kuan Yin, I'd love to hear from you, so please go to Angel Coach's Facebook page or the Lavender Door Facebook page and just let me know. So Kuan Yin is the most beloved of all the Eastern goddess figures. She gives freely her unending sympathy, fertility, health, and magical insight to all who ask. And it is her sacred duty to relieve suffering and encourage enlightenment among humans. If you hope to have children or you wish to invoke Kuan Yin's blessings and protection on young ones in your life, you can follow an Eastern custom and leave an offering for Kuan Yin of sweet cakes, lotus incense, fresh fruit, or flowers. I would love to try some lotus incense, so if any of you know where I can find some, just give me a shout. Here's a rather long list of some other associations for Kuan Yin. So the color white, white flowing rose, the white lotus blossom, fish like carp and oysters, rice cake, oranges, garlic, arms or a thousand, eight heads, one sitting atop the neck, eyes on the palms of the hands, peacocks, a vase of dew, willow branches, jade and pearls, the number 33, a boat made out of bark, blossoming flowers, a rosary in one hand or a book, and rose quartz, pink tourmaline, emerald, with pink or green stones. In my research, I wasn't able to find why garlic is associated to Kuan Yin. So if any of you have that answer, I would love to hear from you as well. So I tried to find a suitable mantra for Kuan Yin, and the one that I found was the Om Mani Padme Hum, and that translates to All Hail the Jewel of the Lotus. So by contemplating and meditating on this mantra, one is imbued with divine qualities. Om Mani Padme Hum cultivates the six virtues that create the sacred heart. These virtues are the contest for the union of the higher heart and lower heart, symbolized for centuries by Kuan Yin. So here are the syllables. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om is the sound of creation. It is said to be the first syllable brought into the world of manifestation. Om establishes this phrase as a prayer to the Almighty Supreme God, the creator of the cosmos and bestower of our life existence. Mane means jewel. This is a wish-fulfilling jewel that can be likened to an Aladdin's lamp. It will manifest whatever one wishes. Your creative mind is that jewel, often regarded as a metaphor for the teachings and virtues of the Buddha. I see Mani as the Atman conscious radiating from the core of the individual through this emotional doorway to love. Padme symbolizes wisdom. Just as the beautiful lotus grows from mud, so the wisdom of the heart sees the beauty, union, and integrity in all life. Padme is the heart that gives and receives love with the fullest of understanding. Hum signifies indivisibility between thought and action. Sutra means thread. Sutras are eternal truths expressing through all of creation. When hum is sounded, it acknowledges the truth that thought is cause and the physical world is its manifestation or manifest likeness. Hum carries the same impact as Amen. So be it. Sounding the sutra sustains the core energies activated when one is centered in the true reality. It feeds the divine nature, bringing forth Atman. So Om Mani Padme Hum. And if you go on YouTube and search Om Mani Padme Hum, then you can find a variety of different videos showing people chanting that with some background music. And it really is wonderful. Okay. I had a link here I was going to share with you on ways to call on Kuan Yin, but my link isn't working very well. Let me hit it there. Sorry, I am not as prepared as I should be with that. But we'll get there. In the meantime, I'll have a sip of wine. So I have a website that I found. It's indigointernational.org. And there's a blog that I found, Nurturing Compassion and Self-Love through the Bodhisattva Kuan Yin. And if you click on that link, then you can find a number of ways that you can call on Kuan Yin. There is one that's an altar ritual for compassion and self-love with Kuan Yin, and then a harmonizing with the divine, mantras of Bodhisattva Kuan Yin. So that is a really awesome page there for you to check out. And I won't spend any more time going into that because I want to share some of the information that I have on Peacock with you. I love Peacock. Peacock is one of my spirit animals or my totem animals. During some spiritual work that I did a couple of years ago with a mentor of mine named Susanna Wagner here in Salt Lake City, I discovered that Peacock is one of my totem animals, and it amazed me, the things that I learned about Peacock. Like in India, they use peacocks to help kill snakes. So they keep the the cobra population down in the castles by having peacocks around. So Peacock can help teach you the power of community and family because he bonds closely with his offspring. Before we moved to Hooper, we lived in Syracuse, and there was a family across the street that had a whole bunch of peacocks. And when I first moved there, I would hear them all the time, and I'd hear them calling out and doing their like laughter screech. I don't want to do it right now, so I'm sure I embarrass myself. But if you go online, you can Google what do peacocks sound like and get a really good idea. But they're big on community. All right, come on, keep it up. And leadership as well. So peacock energy encourages you to take charge of your own life and step into your leadership role, to be a leader in your field and inspire yourself and others. It encourages you to lead by example. And peacock teaches us to be happy in our own skin, to remove the masks and be authentic. And, you know, all great leaders take risks. So peacock also is there to help you begin taking risks. With beauty and self-esteem, peacock reminds us that our hidden beauty, special qualities, gifts, and talents, and those imperfections that make you unique and beautiful want to come out. It wants to come to the surface. So use these, even your imperfections, to your advantage. Peacock can help you reclaim your powers or rejuvenate your self-esteem. And peacock can teach us how to love ourselves. Peacock can teach you to trust yourself and be confident. As long as you don't harm anyone and you treat everyone with kindness, you shouldn't be afraid to shine your gifts and share them with the world. But be mindful. Don't step into pride and arrogance, but instead step into your wisdom with dignity and honor. The peacock reminds us to see the beauty in all aspects of life. Its eerie call sounds similar to a laughing screech and reminds us to laugh with life and not take things too seriously. In one of the stories about peacocks that I had read, it talks about how the creator had made peacocks so beautiful with this, you know, iridescent colors and its tail feathers. But that in order for peacock not to get too arrogant or full of itself, and to be able to also laugh at itself, peacock was blessed with some pretty dang ugly feet. So the next time you look at peacocks online or you're out in nature and you get to see some live peacocks, you can see how beautiful they are, but their feet, not so much. So don't take yourself too seriously. We all have flaws, and you know, it's easier if we just laugh at them and don't make a big deal about it. As it presents itself with confidence and awe of us with its beauty, it teaches us how to keep the ego under control and to set all vanity aside. Past lives associated with superiority have been linked to peacock medicine people. By observing the peacock, we can learn to strut our stuff with dignity and grace. So intuitive abilities. The peacock is a beautiful and dynamic animal. They signify luck and intuitive powers, and their spiritual and medicine totem provides insight, beauty, and words of wisdom to those who seek their spirit counsel. Fully aware of his own beauty, peacock signifies a new opportunity for spiritual growth and healing. Peacock's gifts bring confidence, stature, and accomplishment to the dreamer. Peacock feathers are rings with eyes that contain the medicine of foresight and clairvoyance. On the surface, peacock spirit is boastful energy. The lesson is to watch your pride and be aware of the ego. Thus, peacock medicine is our ability to be noble yet humble. Peacock and protection. Peacock can be a protector and a guardian. Ask peacock to warn you about troubles or dangers that may lie ahead in your future. Ask peacock to lend you its powers to find the truth and to be able to discern any situation that needs clarification. So when we lived in Syracuse and we had the peacocks across the road, you could hear them screeching to one another. And I'm sure some of those screeches were some warnings of you know, maybe trouble's coming or be wary, because they, you know, they live out in the country, and there's all kinds of different critters out there that might try to get their young. Peacock is also associated with the idea of resurrection in India, China, Egypt, Greece, and also in Christianity. It's a bird closest in description to the mythical phoenix, which rises reborn from the flames and ashes of its funeral pyre. The cycle of birth, death, and resurrection is in itself a whole. Thus, peacock medicine relates to an appreciation of all aspects of this cycle, and also to the faith that we never truly die. We can also work with peacock medicine to make us aware that one may experience resurrection within a single lifetime. By being committed to our personal transformation, we can shed the old and drab feathers of the past and claim the true beauty of our individual natures. So in shamanism, peacock is a powerful animal. They can get insights into past lives and karmic connection to this life. It also symbolizes inner wisdom. In shamanic rituals, peacock feathers are used for healing, in particular, removing energetic pollution from the aura. Peacock feathers are believed to have protective powers. If you have peacock feathers, use them to cleanse your aura. If not, just imagine peacock feathers over your energy field, dusting off any psychic pollution in your aura. Peacocks have a lot of lore and myths associated with them. Their feathers are believed to have protective powers and are used in Indian and shaman rituals as an aid in healing. A tail feather is moved over a sick or injured person in gentle strokes to remove the negative psychic imprints that have attached themselves to a person's energetic field. Those with this medicine are highly sensitive, and proper maintenance of their personal energy field is essential. When an individual with this totem has acquired a strong and solid aura, they have the potential to become powerful ritualistic healers. I love peacock. They're just so fascinating, and there's so much more information out there than what I found to share in this short amount of time. One of the websites that I used to get some of my information to share that I shared with you today is called totemtalk.ning.com. So if you want to look up more information on peacock or any other spirit animals, that is a really great site to go check out. And then I think I have just enough time to share my favorite Kuan Yin story with you. And it is my favorite because it has Kuan Yin in it and peacock. And so I really, really love it. All right, here we go. At the beginning of time, when the world was young and all the creatures of the world that newly made, Kuan Yin dwelt with all the creatures upon earth. At first, she taught them how to live, each according to their own ways. She taught them how to treat others and how to show kindness to their young. Under her tutelage, the animals, birds, and insects lived happily together. If a disagreement broke out, they came to her for advice. Thus was all peaceful in the world, and every creature loved and adored Kuan Yin. But the day came when she had to ascend to heaven again to take up her responsibilities there. The animals, birds, and insects were devastated when they heard this. "Please don't leave us," they cried, "for who will teach us and guide us if you are not here?" Kuan Yin was moved by their pleas and agreed to stay upon the earth for a little longer. But soon she knew she must return to heaven, and even though the creatures begged her to stay, she sadly had to refuse. On a bright summer day, with all the creatures of the world gathered around, she ascended to heaven upon a cloud, leaving the creatures below heartbroken. At first, they tried to continue as if she was still with them. When arguments broke out, they would try and think, and she would have better done to begin with this sort of work. But soon the divisions and disagreements became too deep-seated. Anger and enmity broke out, and animals fell upon each other in ferocious attack or ran to hide from the stronger creatures. Soon the woes of the world reached such a peak that Kuan Yin heard their cry for help and mercy. Moved by compassion, she descended to earth. As soon as she appeared, the various parties in the numerous disputes and arguments came before her and pressed their respective cases. One animal complained of being hunted by another. Certain creatures felt they had the right to be able to swim, but could not, yet others wanted to be able to fly. Patiently, over the next few weeks, Kuan Yin dealt with all the various complaints, proposals, and disputes. At the end of this time, she again took her leave, and again the creatures implored her not to go. And again, for a while, all was calm, but gradually the order she had reestablished broke down again. Animal fed upon animal, the birds argued over who was most powerful, and the insects invaded each other's nests. Uproar engulfed the world, and the din reached even to heaven. Here, Kuan Yin heard the noise, and looking down, saw the confusion. So yet again, she descended to earth. Once more, she dealt with the arguments, expeditions, and frustrations of the creatures. Weeks passed, and at last, all was sorted out, and she again ascended to heaven. But this time, with a stiff warning that all the creatures must learn to deal with their own problems. But it was not to be. Within a few days, the situation was as bad as before. Violence, deceit, falsehood, argument, and fear were yet again the order of the day. The wailing and moaning, complaining and dispute of the creatures arose yet again to heaven, where it disturbed the rest of the gods and goddesses. Turning to Kuan Yin, they asked her to sort the creatures out once and for all. On her white cloud, Kuan Yin descended to earth. Within hours, messengers were streaming out from her grotto to all parts of the world, summoning all the creatures to meet her within a week. From far and wide, they came, borne upon the tides, riding the winds, traversing the land. Once they were all gathered before her, she spoke. Oh, you 10,000 beings, why do you cause such distress? Why can you not live together? Each of you has your own place and role. So why such envy of others? Why do you not live in peace? The creatures hung their heads in shame, unable to think about what to say. But then the rabbit spoke up. Beloved Kuan Yin, when you are with us, watching over us, we fear nothing. There are no disputes, no envy, no false striving. But once you go, once we feel you have left us alone, then we fall into such bad behavior. Can you not stay with us? At this, all the creatures added their voice, and supplication that Kuan Yin would never leave them again. Kuan Yin was deeply moved by their obvious sincerity, but she also knew she had other tasks to undertake, which meant she could not always be present upon the earth. Being compassionate, however... Oh, I'm running out of time! Okay, angels, I'm running out of time. I only have 90 seconds left. I don't think I can finish my story, but I'll try. Suddenly she held up her hand for silence. The ranks of creatures fell silent and waited. Then Kuan Yin beckoned to a large, but rather dull-looking bird to come close to her. The man distinguishing of the bird was the number of size of his tail feather. When he stood beside her, she spoke, "My friends, it is obvious that I cannot be with you at all times, but it is also clear that you need me to watch over you in some ways. So I have resolved upon this action." So saying, she swept her hands across her face and then cast them over the dull brown feathers of the big bird. Instantly, the bird was suffused in exploding colors and light so bright that the other creatures had to avert their eyes. When at last their eyes were able to see again, they could hardly believe what they saw, for on each of the 100 tail feathers of the bird was now a bright, clear eye staring back at them. Turning to Kuan Yin, they sought understanding of this transformation. "My friends," said the goddess, "I cannot watch over you at all. But my servant, the peacock, can. Each of his eyes will watch over you, guard you, and tell me of what is happening in this world. When you see the peacock's 100 eyes, you will know that I care for all of you. Let the peacock be my servant in this world, and know that I will look after you." With that, she began to rise into the sky, bidding the assembled creatures a fond farewell. And to this day, the peacock struts because of his special role as her servant. And each day, the 100 eyes of each peacock look out over the world, reminding all who understand that Kuan Yin watches over them. All right, I think I did it. So I look forward to talking to you guys all again next Monday at 9:30 East Coast time. 7:30 Mountain Time.